Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when our good friend John Fox joins us. John is a tax attorney by profession. He is a professor at Mount Holyoke College. At least he was. I'm not sure if he still is or not. He's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and also 10 Tax Questions That the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask. And he's our really good friend and an original founding member of our Brain Trust. John Fox, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's a pleasure. Just on the Mount Holyoke, I taught there for 25 years.
I know.
This is the first year I'm not teaching. I'm going to try to take my show on the road to various countries.
Well, it's their loss at Mount Holyoke, and I know they feel the same way. But
well,
welcome,
thank you.
Welcome back. Yeah, I know you've been thinking about taking your show on the road. In fact, you've recently consulted with the Chinese, haven't you, about tax reform?
Well, I did. But let me just say preliminarily, I know this is your 15th anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's just a great tribute to you that you continue to have, I think, an absolutely first-rate show, and
well,
I don't agree with you all the time, and as you know, and I think that's a great deal of the strength of your show, is that you really ask for ideas. You're not interested in just ideas of people who agree with you. We agree some of the time and not, and so I find it incredibly high-level discussion, so I think you make an enormous contribution. I really mean it, Jim.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you know, the thing that drives me is intellectual honesty. And
I think it's just clear from your guests and the way I feel very privileged to be on your show for
well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying that. We're privileged to have you, and you and I've had some great debates. In fact, we're going to have some today because I've got some things I want to ask you about in the next segments. But I want the audience to hear about your conversation with the Chinese.
Well, it was very interesting. Mount Holyoke asked me to address a whole group of Chinese who were finance people working for the major universities in China about capitalism, taxation, and not-for-profit organizations.
Right.
And the first thing that they were really struck by is how we have a federal system, that we don't just raise revenues through the federal government, but that states and localities not only raise revenues, but keep them. In China, if you had something like a local tax, the money would flow back to the federal government and then might flow back to you. And so they were really intrigued by that, the power of states and local areas to raise their own taxes.
Right, which they only have a centralized system.
They have a centralized system, and the Russians I talked to some years ago said you could raise taxes in your own region, but most of those taxes flowed back to the federal government, so there was a disincentive to do it because
right.
you're really helping other regions.
So states' rights is a pretty much U.S. thing, isn't it?
Well, it's very much. In Germany, you don't have an income tax in different regions, for
right.
example. It's just
right.
So we have a very decentralized system. I think it's the strength of our system. I like that.
Because it helps fund the incubators, doesn't it?
It does, and it allows states and localities to decide a great deal about their own character and not
well,
have it.
And I think that is a testament to this experiment that we call the United States.
I agree with you, and that's very important.
This is not just America; it's the United States of America.
And I so agree, and we often lose that sense that we are so divided that we can't possibly gather together. I certainly hope this election now brings the leaders of both parties to some common ground. But we'll return to that later. I just want to make one other point.
Yeah.
They were fascinated by...
The Chinese, right.
The Chinese were fascinated by our tax system that would allow contributions to universities and other charities to be deductible. The notion that private resources are engaged in that way, that we're a very charitable nation.
Most other countries, and I apologize for the overgeneralization, but I think we've learned that Americans are unique in the way we give individually, I think, on the planet. What do you think?
I think so too, and so I think it's a real strength of our democracy that that people who have the capacity to be generous are really encouraged to be generous. And mm-hmm. In fact, one of the oddities of this is that actually we know that the charitable deduction is an itemized deduction. Only about 35% of people who itemize get the deduction, but most Americans are actually quite charitable. Those who can't give, who don't itemize and don't get any benefit in the tax system, still do it.
They don't do it, but Americans don't contribute at the base level, maybe not at the top level, you know, over the top kind of stuff, but at the basic level, Americans aren't thinking of deductions when they give to charities and churches and nonprofits and things like that. John, hold on that thought. Right back with John Fox, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. 15 years, we're a little extra obnoxious this week, celebrating our 15th anniversary. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.